Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The U.S. Secretary of Defense says Republican Congressman Zach Nunn is a needed ally to champion the Trump administration's contested defense budget. Pete Hegseth visited the Iowa State Fair on Monday to boost support for Nunn and sell his hefty defense budget proposal. Nunn is a colonel in the Air Force Reserve and running for re-election in Iowa's 3rd congressional district. The defense secretary lauded Nunn as a supporter of defense spending.
President Trump needs the type of leaders who understand why a $1.5 trillion budget, a one-time generational investment, is what is necessary to ensure that my kids and your kids, that your grandkids and my grandkids live in a free country defended by the most powerful military in the world.
Politico reports it would be the biggest defense budget in modern history if approved. In July, Hegseth estimated the war with Iran was costing the U.S. nearly $40 billion. This year, Iowa students will take the newest version of the presidential fitness test. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Quad City area Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks were in central Iowa yesterday to promote the program. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Gerlach has more.
Kennedy and 1st District Representative Miller Meeks stopped at the YMCA in Newton, where they watched kids try out some of the exercises covered in the test, such as push-ups and planks. The test sets challenging benchmarks. A 10-year-old boy is asked to plank for nearly 2 minutes and run a mile in just under 8 to win the Presidential Fitness Award. But Miller Meeks says the program is meant to encourage kids to be active, not to intimidate them.
I can remember doing these. You know, I'm not the biggest kid, so I wasn't the fastest kid. But nonetheless, it's emphasizing the fun of what you're doing and getting kids moving and how that translates into other activities they may want to do.
The revamped fitness test will be part of PE classes in Iowa under a new state law signed in May. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
Meanwhile, public health officials report a measles outbreak has been confirmed in southern Iowa. According to Iowa Health and Human Services, 12 cases of the highly contagious respiratory disease have been identified as of Sunday. HHS says there's evidence of person-to-person spread. Measles is transmitted through the air when an infected person coughs or sneezes. HHS did not identify specific counties impacted by the outbreak in southern Iowa, but its website lists locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Clive, and Bloomfield as places the individuals visited while contagious. Iowa HHS says anyone who was at those locations during the listed dates and times should monitor for symptoms. The Eldridge City Council has delayed making a final decision on absorbing the city's volunteer fire company. The council last night postponed the third reading of ordinance changes that would create a city fire department and hire a fire chief who would report to the city administrator. The move comes after a meeting between some council members and the volunteer's assistant fire chief on Saturday. Previously, all 20 of Eldridge's volunteer first responders vowed to quit if the city went ahead with taking over the department. The city council has postponed voting on absorbing the fire department until October 5th. An Illinois commission that's formulating a process for providing reparations to residents with ancestors tied to the American slave trade is asking all Illinoisans to participate in a statewide survey. WVIK's Brady Johnson reports.
African Descent Citizens Reparations Commission Chair Marvin Slaughter Jr. says the survey takes 10 to 15 minutes to complete.
We encourage everybody to review the executive summary of our Taking Account, a history of racial harm and injustice against Black Illinoisans, to better understand the context and the recommendations that the ADCRC has put forth.
Slaughter Jr. says the state's history of redlining, land theft, and other intentional policies that disadvantage Black Americans barred their ability to accumulate generational wealth, and that reparations are the process to repair that intergenerational harm. Over 3,000 responses have been cataloged. Illinoisans have until September 6 to offer their input. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
And this is WVIK News.